Emotional Clarity. Part 1. Emotion. Human life is rich with emotion. Human emotions have an amazing range and depth. Emotions have given rise to the most exquisite music, cathartic drama, and poetry worthy of the divine, and to cruelty in war and in homes that is even below the level of animals. Emotions move us to reach into our depths and draw up every resource we have. Emotions motivate our actions. Emotion stimulates motion. Motion arises out of emotion. Emotions provide valuable and sometimes vital information about when we're in danger, when the danger has passed, when someone is being devious. Animals know when a predator or potential mate is miles away. Our gut is similarly aware of conditions long before we see the evidence. Gut feelings are not just ethereal or mental, they are bodily, visceral. Trillions of microbes in our intestines perform vital functions and are crucial to our immune system. Our gut communicates to us through our emotions. Emotions help us to survive and are inherently good. Presently, fear motivates human activity more strongly than any other emotion. Fear, the most stubborn of emotions, remains in our memory longest and strongest. The more intense the fear, the stronger the memory. Fear of loss motivates people to act faster and more firmly than desire for gain. People speak of good and bad emotions. Good emotions can refer to emotions that feel pleasant or to emotions that are inclined to result in action that is benign, while bad emotions can refer to emotions that feel unpleasant or that are inclined to result in scary or harmful action. It is very helpful to group emotions into broad categories. Happy emotions are uplifting, contentment, happiness, fondness, gratitude, cheer, confidence, enthusiasm, delight, joy, bliss. Sad emotions are deadening, regret, dismay, sadness, misery, embarrassment, shame, grief, despair, resignation, apathy. Scared emotions include an element of alarm, preparing us for quick avoidance action if necessary. Caution, suspicion, surprise, anxiety, fear, dread, fright, shock, terror, panic. Extreme fear or shock can cause temporary immobility, like a deer in headlights. Angry emotions also include an element of alarm and incline us to quick, forceful action. Angry emotions range all the way from irritation, annoyance, and frustration to resentment, rage, and fury. Hurt emotions include pain. Pain can be physical, but it can also be emotional and not physical. Painful emotions include desire, a discrepancy between what is and what one wants. Jealousy and envy are types of painful desire. Hateful emotions are different from anger because they do not include alarm, the prelude to our fight-flight response. Hate is colder, inclined toward calculated strategy, rather than inflamed outburst. Hateful emotions include rejection and range from active dislike, not just absence of liking, to disgust, repugnance, contempt, or hatred. Emotions are not the same as what stimulated them. Conditions like depressed, betrayed, satisfied, anythinged, describe something that happened beforehand. People respond differently to these conditions. Three friends who were verbally abused by a New York City bus driver felt very differently. One felt afraid, another angry, and the third felt sad, nostalgic for New York. One person who is depressed might feel primarily sad, whereas another might feel angry or hateful. Someone who feels lonely probably feels either sad or afraid. Betrayed or abandoned might mean angry, sad, hateful, or afraid. Upset or hurt can also mean angry, sad, hateful, or afraid. So if someone feels anythinged, it is helpful to identify what emotional category the word means for that person. Emotions change. They normally come and go, float in and out, as long as they don't get stuck. They can change immediately when we find out new information. A subway traveler was furious that a father made no effort to control his many children who were disturbing the other passengers. When he complained, the father apologized and explained that his wife had just died and they were returning from the hospital. The man's anger immediately changed to compassion. Sometimes emotions indicate that we need to do something. If we fail to act, the condition and the emotion in response to it are likely to recur. We can also hold on to emotions by nursing them, dwelling on them, deliberately magnifying them, and even identifying with them. Otherwise, they pass on. Some emotions can occur together: hurt and sadness, hurt and anger, envy and hate, but most emotions occur one at a time. An event can stimulate more than one emotion, but they are usually felt one after the other, not in the same instant. Happiness cannot occur with any other emotion in the same moment. Human beings are naturally empathetic. We sense other people's needs and emotions and sympathize with their problems. Empathy makes us social, and social behavior has enabled humanity to survive. Lack of empathy is pathological. Some people go further, taking other people's emotions and problems as their own. They do their best to fix problems they now feel are theirs. This can result in an unhealthy codependent relationship in which the helper needs to help in order to feel valuable and fulfilled, and the other person neglects to use his or her own will or resources. This can also happen when a parent never lets go of a child being a child, and the child never fully grows into an independent adult.